Live Updates: Trump Holds Wisconsin Rally. By Tony Lee on September 17, 2020. President Donald Trump will hold a Thursday evening rally in Massena, Wisconsin. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 10:43 p.m., Trump concludes another electric rally before going to Bemidji, Minnesota tomorrow evening for a rally in the Iron Range. 10:38 p.m., Trump, about to conclude the rally, says he doesn't like concluding with his enthusiastic supporters, especially in Wisconsin. He says he will bring manufacturing back to America to make it the manufacturing superpower of the world while ending the country's reliance on China. Trump vows to keep the country out of endless wars while striking down terrorists who threaten our citizens. 10:34 p.m., Trump reminding voters Biden wants to give free health care to give illegal aliens, which will destroy Medicare. He says Biden would end travel bans and open the floodgates to jihadists. He then says he thinks Bernie's voters will still vote for him because they agree with him on trade. 10:29 p.m., Trump says America has built weapons the likes of which nobody has seen. He says he hopes we never have to use them. Trump says it is his belief that by having them, America can stay out of wars. He then rips Biden for calling Trump xenophobic for his China ban and says hundreds of thousands of more Americans would have died had we listened to Biden. Trump says Biden was willing to sacrifice American lives on the altar of open borders. 10:25 p.m., Trump says every night there used to be horror stories about the VA, but now you don't see them anymore. Trump then says he should not give the media ideas because they'll search all over the country for a vet who is unhappy. 10:20 p.m., Trump says if Biden gets in, the radical left will shut down Wisconsin's timber production for environmental reasons. 10:18 p.m., Trump says Sleepy Joe is like a dream for China. Trump-Biden's agenda is made in China while his is made in the United States to a huge pop as always. 10:16 p.m., Trump says for 47 years, Biden crushed the dreams of workers in Wisconsin and enriched foreign nations while championing every special interest and selling out like almost nobody ever before. Trump says he saved the U.S. auto industry by taking America out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. Trump says where the hell has this guy been, and says they are now accusing Biden of plagiarism for saying made in America, which Trump says he has been saying for decades while Biden was selling out the country to global interests. 10:06 p.m., Trump says he lost all of his friends because he became president. Trump says they used to be loose and great and now you can't. Trump says now he has to rely on people in Congress to be his friends. 10:05 p.m., Trump says Obama left a 142 judges for him to appoint because, he claims, he thought Hillary was going to win. So they didn't push it. He said they tried like hell to get through judges when the polls got closer. 10:01 p.m., Trump says Biden has always been a weak person. Trump says he has friends who are 95 years of age and they are 100%, but there is something wrong with Joe. He's just off, Trump says. Trump says if Biden's elected, his radical supporters won't be causing mayhem on the street. They will control the Department of Homeland Security and the Supreme Court. Trump says it has to do with your Second Amendment and right to life. Trump says they will turn your world upside down. 9:59 p.m., Trump says the animal who shot the Compton police officers at Point Blank Range is not a human being and they got to find him. Trump then pivots to say that because of Bernie, Democrats want criminals, including the Boston bomber, to vote. 9:52 p.m., Trump now talks about how Kamala Harris and Biden campaign staffers urged people to donate to a fund to bail out rioters, including one who tried to murder a police officer. He says Harris is further left than Bernie. Trump now mocks nasty and crazy Pocahontas Warren for taking a DNA test. He says Harris is not as smart but a little less vicious. Trump says he was hoping Warren would get the nomination so he could go after her. Maybe 900 years ago there was a little action going on, Trump says of her DNA test as the crowd cracks up. Trump now back to saying Harris, though, was the most vicious to Biden in the debates. Trump claims Harris can't come through the back door and be the first woman president in America because that would tear the country apart. 9:49 p.m., Trump jokes that he should have said we would not build the wall so Democrats could have insisted that they build the wall. Trump says crazy Nancy, who is as crazy as a bedbug, would have demanded a wall before mocking her stop at the beauty parlor. Trump says the owner is a MAGA lady who loves Trump. Trump marvels that the owner turned in Pelosi. That's a lot of hate, Trump says. Trump says the lady could do his hair and he may ask her to maybe improve his hair, which he says is not bad. He says he has friends his age who are not looking too good. 9:48 p.m., Trump asks why America's military has to guard borders of countries in the Middle East when we want to guard our own borders, where we're doing well. Trump claims the wall is going up very rapidly and will be finished shortly. 9:45 p.m., Trump says the radical left anarchists, looters, agitators are trying to take away the dignity of the police. Trump says we have to give the police their authority and dignity back. 9:44 p.m., Trump reminds the crowd that this is a friendly protest and mocks Democrats who banned everything, including going to church, except for rioters and looters running all over the place. 9:43 p.m., Trump says Sleepy Joe, controlled by the radical left, even opposed sending the National Guard to Kenosha. 9:42 p.m., Trump says he is launching a pro-American education plan called the 1776 Commission that will teach the truth about America to our children, that we're the most exceptional nation to ever exist and only getting better. 9:41 p.m., Trump says these rallies show that he has tremendous support. He says Biden doesn't have enthusiasm. He says Biden could be the piece of wood that was left on the ground to his supporters because they only want to beat Trump. Trump says they could care less about him. 9:40 p.m., Trump says when Biden was vice president, he was very good for Hunter. He asks, where's Hunter? Trump asks, remember the quid pro quo? 9:39 p.m., Trump now saying it's a big deal he got nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize twice. Trump says he should have been nominated 7 times. He says there were no headlines while there were headlines everywhere when Obama got nominated. 9:37 p.m., Trump says Iran's GDP is so down that they don't even have money for terror. He says America will hit them 1,000 times harder than they've been hit if Iran ever attacks any of the country's interests. 9:32 p.m., Trump now railing against fake suppression polls that the fake news media love because they think Trump's voters will lose all of their appetite and spirit to vote. 9:32 p.m., Trump warns if Biden wins, Democrats will confiscate your guns, shut down your economy, and destroy your suburbs. 9:28 p.m., Trump says we wouldn't have a country left if the rioters kept taking down statues before he said he would sentence those who took down federal statues to 10 years in prison. Crowd chants 4 more years as Trump says this is why he has to be re-elected. Trump also mentions tax cuts and easing regulations. He says Democrats want to make it harder for American companies to compete. 9:26 p.m., Trump talks about Canada and specialty milk, and he says before he came into office, the Canadians were very tough and ruthless and took advantage of our country for many, many years. Trump says they are not happy with him right now, but the deal is better for our country. 9:23 p.m., Trump says these athletes have a chance at the NFL before saying that people don't want politics in the NFL. He says sometimes he just has to turn it off because he just can't watch. Trump says let them play football and let them stand and salute and be proud of the country and the American flag. Trump says NFL players can go to their mansions and go in the sauna and then go out and do whatever the thing may be if they want to protest. 9:22 p.m., Trump now congratulates the Big Ten Conference for starting football. Trump says he hopes the Badgers do well and introduces former head coach and current athletic director Barry Alvarez. 9:21 p.m., Trump again says the gloves are off now against incompetent Biden after Biden's team ran an ad claiming Trump called America's soldiers and heroes losers. 9:20 p.m., Trump tells voter to remember what Biden said first before he waffled. No guns. No religion. No energy. He mocks Biden for putting Beto O'Rourke in charge of his campaign's gun proposals. Trump says there is tremendous pressure on the Second Amendment and there will be one so long as he is here. 9:19 p.m., Trump also says if Biden wins, people's 401ks are going to go down because he's going to raise your interest. 9:18 p.m., Trump says next year could be the best economic year of all as the country recovers from the coronavirus. 9:17 p.m., Trump talks up a safe and effective vaccine before the end of the year. He said it's amazing that Democrats hate the vaccine all of a sudden. Trump says it could be very, very soon. 9:15 p.m., in a message that will hit home with many voters in Wisconsin. Trump says if Biden wins, the arsonists and the rioters win along with China. Trump going heavy on trade on Wisconsin, saying he has spent the last 3 years fixing deals made by grossly incompetent people. He reminds the audience that he would have never run for president had it not been for the trade issue. Trump also says it was just announced that his administration grew median income by a record of $4,100, achieving the highest median income in the country's history. 9:13 p.m., Trump says, unlike Biden who never came to Milwaukee, he came to Wisconsin to show his respect to the state's voters. 9:10 p.m., rally about to get started as Trump gets out of Air Force One. Trump's team is getting better at staging these rallies. Trump says Air Force One behind him at the rally is a beautiful sight. Trump says this is the most important election in the country. And he immediately reminds the crowd that Biden spent his entire career outsourcing Wisconsin's jobs. Trump says Biden tonight is getting softball questions from Anderson Cooper. He says the audience isn't quite like this. The cars in the parking lot at Biden's town hall event on CNN, it's the weirdest thing he has ever seen. 9 p.m., Trump has landed, and another electric rally should be starting shortly. 8:45 p.m., Trump expected to land at the top of the hour. Massive turnout for Trump versus one lone protester.